Good afternoon, greetings on this second Sunday of Easter, and welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. Will you be seated for a moment, please? I'll just mention a couple of things by way of announcement. Just a reminder that on our website at the top right-hand corner, you'll find some links of interest. One of those is the subscribe link. So if you're not currently receiving emails from us, there are several lists that you can subscribe to. And if you are getting them at the moment, you'll notice that there's a link at the bottom of each of those that will link you back to your preferences of your subscriptions and what things you've asked to receive. You can also remove yourself altogether from those or pause them for some time. So that's kind of a self-service menu there, and you're welcome to explore that if you haven't already. This past week, our bishop appointed Tom Fetter as a member of Bishop and Chapter. So we welcome Tom to the chapter that fills our membership requirement for this year, and we are thankful to him for his offer to serve. Also, just to mention that if you're looking to join us on Tuesday afternoons at 2:30 for the Sunday lectionary study, I have printed materials here with me today, and you're welcome to a set of those. We're gathering in the boardroom on Tuesdays at 2:30 or online. So if the online option is more something that you might be interested in, if you would let me know, I'll make sure you get the link. And if not, we'd be happy to see you at 2:30 at Memorial Hall. And there is some information in your bulletin this week about the event with John Philip Newell and Celtic spirituality. So read that if you would. It's necessary for you to register if you're looking to attend the event. And there's still some place left. So you're welcome to explore that. And I would encourage you to give that your consideration. Is there anything else that needs announcing? Choral Evensong this evening is from the maroon-colored Book of Common Prayer. And we continue now with the opening sentences and the exhortation on page 18. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, therefore let us keep the feast. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may ever hereafter serve righteous and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouths shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make speed to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The psalm this evening is Psalm 111, a slight change from what you'll see in your order of service. Psalm 111, and that begins on page 477 of the prayer book.
Is worthy to be praised.
The first lesson is written in Exodus chapter 14. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the minds of Pharaoh and his officials were changed towards the people, and they said, "What have we done, letting Israel leave our service?" So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 picked chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the Israelites, who were going out boldly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, his chariot drivers and his army. They overtook them camped by the sea, by Pi-Hahiron, in front of Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his chariot drivers, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained glory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his chariot drivers." The angel of God, who was going before the Israelite army, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel. And so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Here ends the first lesson.
Thank you.
The second lesson is written in John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. For now on you do know him and have seen him. Here ends the second lesson.
As we stand, you'll find the creed on page 22.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us.
mercy upon us.
And grant us thy
salvation. O Lord, save the King.
Have mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "If you know me, you will know my Father also." In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this second Sunday of Easter, the season of Easter, the church can be found basking in the light of resurrection. This particular Sunday has often been referred to as Low Sunday, although seldom have I actually ever observed that to be true. The idea being that Holy Week and Easter having been demanding, the people of God are naturally looking for a bit of a worship break after Easter. An interesting feature of the newer church calendar is that these Sundays are named Sundays of Easter rather than the former Sundays after Easter. And that makes the point that this is an entire season of Easter celebration. And so it is. Biblically, we look at the fundamental truth of Christian faith from a variety of angles and perspectives during 50 days of resurrection observance. Without the occurrence of Jesus rising from the dead, there would be no Christian faith, and there would be no Christian church. And so it shouldn't be surprising that we continue to hear from Scripture this season the classic Easter themes. The second Sunday of Easter, we always hear yet again the account of the unique encounter between the risen Jesus and Thomas, the disciple. John says Thomas wasn't present with the other disciples on Easter evening when Jesus came physically and bodily into their presence. Thomas is recorded to say that it will be only after touching Christ's wounds that he will believe. And 7 days later, Jesus offers him just that. For those of us who have difficulty with doubt, Thomas can be our patron saint. The Old Testament reading this evening should take us back to some of what we heard in the shadowy hours leading up to Easter Day this year. The great vigil of Easter has for centuries helped the church review salvation history in its entirety. The pursuit of the Egyptians and the miraculous parting of the Red Sea waters is a reminder that God's people were once before saved through water. Baptism is the sign that through water, first dying as if by drowning and then being raised to new life when coming up out of the water, makes baptism especially appropriate at Easter. The word of Jesus to disoriented, disillusioned, and doubting Thomas is one of assurance and comfort. He says, "Believe." And so the gospel text tonight takes us back to the time the disciples had gathered in the upper room. When Jesus would say, "Eat this bread, it is my body. Drink this wine. It is my blood." And it was fairly clear that the jig was up. Jesus would die the next day. And we hear from Thomas that night as well. "How can we go with you, Lord, when we do not know the way?" Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." I go to prepare a place for you. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Even then, Thomas was finding it difficult to put the numbers and the words together. But you know, more often than not, that's our question too. What does it mean to have faith in a Lord whose story is so unbelievable? But you know, if we think about it just a little bit, if Jesus was who he said he was, there would be no other outcome. Thomas was not so different from us. It's hard to experience rock-solid certainty all of the time. And that's the nature of faith. But our belief is that life is not God's cruel joke, that the force of life is strong and will overcome death. And that's exactly what the resurrection tells us. With patience and belief, God promises that there is a place for us. How? Where? What does it look like? Well, Jesus' own words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen.
Christ is risen, tell it with our joyful voice.
As we kneel, let us pray. Let us pray especially for those who have requested our prayers. In prayer cycles today, we're remembering the Church of the Province of the Indian Ocean and Gilbert, their Archbishop. In our provincial cycle, the Diocese of Montreal, Bishop Mary Irwin Gibson, and the upcoming episcopal election in that diocese. Pray for Anne, our acting primate, and the June General Synod and the primatial election. Pray for the church. O Lord, we beseech thee, let thy continual mercy cleanse and defend thy church. And because it cannot continue in safety without thy succor, preserve it evermore by thy help and goodness through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
And let us remember those who have departed this life. Most especially, we are in prayer with our brothers and sisters in the Roman Catholic Church at the time of the death of His Holiness Pope Francis. We pray for them in their time of grief. And remember all who have gone before us. And know the hope of the resurrection to eternal life. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly beseech thee that as by thy special grace preventing us, thou dost put into our minds good desires, so by thy continual help we may bring the same to good effect through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
And let us pray for the world in these uncertain times, for economic anxiety and for those who minister in holy things, that God might continually guide those who offer spiritual counsel and remain present in the community of the faithful. Almighty God, we pray thee for the coming of thy kingdom of righteousness and peace. In the midst of a changing social order, may faith in thee and obedience to the teachings of thy dear Son prevail to build a new life of love in which the ills of this world may disappear and the glad day of sister and brotherhood and mutual service may dawn. Strengthen all the agencies of thy church, which are laboring for the happiness and welfare of all people, that they may find in thee their salvation and their peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And let us pray for world leaders and for the nations, that justice and peace might be theirs. O God, the Father of all humankind, we beseech thee to guide by thy Spirit the nations of the world, the leaders of our nation, and the inhabitants of our homes. May selfishness be overcome by a desire to serve the common good. Grant to all in responsibility wisdom, patience, and strength to know and to do thy will, that peace and justice may be established among us for all generations. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
And let us pray for those who have personally asked for our prayers, those whom we have listed, others we may know to be in need, and those whom we have forgotten. O Lord, who dost feel the pain of the world, look down upon all sick and suffering persons, enfold them with thy love, that in the midst of pain they may find thy presence. To doctors and nurses grant tender hearts and healing hands, and if it be thy will, give health again, for thy tender mercy's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. Amen. And we say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.